Hello everyone, welcome back to this latest Top Sales World special interview series. During this series, we're going to be discussing what we're going to be presenting during the Top Sales Academy. At the end of the presentation, I'll tell you more about the Academy, but I'm guessing the fact that you're listening to this, you will have been made aware of what we're doing and what we're running between May and November in 2013, and the fact that the Academy consists of four levels, and we're kicking off with sales management level, that is, and we're kicking off on May 7th. Now, on May 16th, Dan McDade of PointClear, Dan's the founder and president of PointClear, he will be presenting, and his presentation is called The Five Bubble Handoffs That Slash Results and What to Do About Them. And so I thought it was apropos to get Dan in and give us a few tasters about what he's going to be talking about, what he's going to be presenting to us, and actually what he's going to be teaching us and the words of wisdom that he will be sharing. Welcome, Dan.
Good to be with you, Jonathan. Thank you.
Well, thanks for allocating the time, Dan. Now, it's a very interesting title. I think we ought to start by having you explain that to us, if you would.
Fair enough. I think the earliest incidence of an article about the alignment between marketing and sales that I have found so far is 1993. So this argument about alignment of marketing and sales is a couple of decades old, at least. And what I decided to do is take a little bit of a different approach, and instead of talking about alignment between marketing and sales, talk about five specific things that happen within companies that cause marketing and sales to be out of alignment and what you can do to fix that.
But I mean, when we talk about sales and marketing, and we've talked, you and I have talked about it both on and offline quite a lot, are we not talking about, you know, chalk and cheese, Venus and Mars? I mean, is there ever likely to be alignment? Is there ever going to be a civilized marriage on the side of the sheets?
I don't know if it'll be a civilized marriage, but I think what can occur and what isn't occurring right now is some sort of procedural structural things that companies need to put in place. Some of that is process and some of that is metrics, but there are some things that need to be driven, you know, frankly, right from the top of the company that will at least cause sales and marketing to need to be able to work with each other more effectively than they do now.
I think that, you know, anyone that can get them working more closely together, it could stand to make a fortune. I mean, I think there has to be a secret formula there somewhere, because work together, they jolly well must. Now, I mean, what you've talked about is suggesting during the presentation you're going to share with us how it's possible to double, triple, or even quintuple. Like, there's obviously a reason you missed out quadruple there.
Yeah.
your results by handling the handcuffs and optimizing results. Go on, give us a couple of clues.
The folks at Serious Decisions, the demand waterfall is the key to some of what I'm going to talk about, and that is that there are a number of handoffs, and you know everybody kind of thinks of football, whether it's European football or American football, and kind of bobbling the ball. And you know, if you bobble the ball, there's a phrase that turnovers will kill you, and turnovers in the business will kill you as well. Death by a thousand tiny cuts as opposed to one big stab wound that we're dealing with here. But if you can cause incremental improvement to occur at every touch or every handoff, and that is, you know, from marketing to sales, within sales, and finally the sales closure of business, just a little bit of incremental improvement at each of those steps is magnified on the bottom line from a revenue and a profitability standpoint. So what we'll talk about is, you know, what are those things that are the most important to deal with from a process standpoint, what are the metrics that matter, that are important to look at, and what should you do about the problems that are occurring right now in the companies that, you know, I think everybody, there's an expression that even a man lost in the woods knows where he wants to go, so everybody wants to solve this problem. It's a matter of, you know, what are the key things that you can do to solve it.
Well, I think it's going to be really interesting. Is there any chance that you're going to touch on how much a lead actually costs these days?
Yes, I think how much does a lead cost? Probably more than you think, but probably a lot less than you're currently paying. And that's one of the payoffs that we talk about in this presentation. So how much should a lead cost? Why your sales force needs fewer leads? And we touch on another white paper that is available on our website at pointclear.com called Point C, From Chaos to Kick-Ass, Three Steps to Aligning Marketing and Sales.
Yeah, I've read that. That's absolutely excellent. And we really must promote that when we do your presentation. Okay, Dan, well, thank you for coming in and thank you for allocating the time. I'm looking forward to it immensely. I will be on the presentation with you as your host. So, look forward to being challenged by me, but promise no curveballs, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, listeners, so let me just tell you a little bit more about Top Sales Academy. Maybe a little more than you've actually already read. The whole point of Academy is that 24 people, like Dan, like myself, formed a faculty because we are alarmed, considerably alarmed, at the quality of sales skills that are currently prevalent within the sales space at the moment. It's not getting better, it's getting worse. And in fact, fewer and fewer and fewer frontline sales professionals are missing target, missing quota every year. So we said, okay, look, we can sit on our hands or we can do something about it. So 24 of us are giving up our time, free, of course, and we're putting on Academy. So four levels, sales management, internal sales, external sales, and collaborative sales. It'll run throughout 2013, and it'll run 2014, 2015, 2016. I wouldn't wonder at all. Now, originally, we were going to suggest that each delegate pays $99 for a level. Now, a level consists of 10 modules, and they'll be delivered at the rate of 2 per week. So it's 45-minute modules on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they run at 1 o'clock Eastern or 6 o'clock BST. That's GMT, of course, in the summer. And if for any reason you miss one, it's not an issue. We'll send you a recording. We'll send you the notes and everything else that you need. So we kick off on May the 7th, and we run through then for 5 weeks, as I suggested, running 2 a week. Now, the faculty is made up of 24 of the best known, the most successful top sales experts in the world, and we're doing our bit. So as I mentioned earlier, it's not $99 now. It's absolutely free because we've managed through the generosity of our sponsors to secure the funding to be able to pay the management team behind all of this for their time in putting on all the presentations. So it's a no-brainer. It's a win-win. And it's the most significant and ambitious project of its type ever tried. And we will succeed. So we look forward to seeing you from May the 7th on the sales management level. And then after that, we go straight into the internal sales level towards the end of June. All the dates are on site on Top Sales World. Look in the top masthead. Look for Top Sales Academy. That's your clue. Click on that and it'll take you to the Top Sales Academy section. And you'll be able to see and find everything you possibly need. Okay, thanks for joining us. Look out for another presentation on another module coming up very soon. This is Jonathan Farrington. Thank you again. Bye-bye now.